Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now I think it's one of the most useless questions an adult can ask a child. What do you want to be when you grow up? As if growing up is finite. As if at some point you become something and that's the end. So far in my life, I've been a lawyer. I've been a vice president at a hospital and the director of a nonprofit that helps young people build meaningful careers. I've been a working-class black student at a fancy, mostly white college. I've been the only woman, the only African-American in all sorts of rooms. I've been a bride, a stressed-out new mother, a daughter torn up by grief. And until recently, I was the First Lady of the United States of America.
That's the voice of Michelle Obama reading from her book, Becoming. And with the evenings drawing in, there's nothing better than curling up beside the fire with a good book. But perhaps you want to get stuck into a book while you're driving, cooking the dinner, going for a walk. And that's where audiobooks come in. So what are the advantages of listening to your favourite book being narrated? And if you've never tried it, what audiobooks should you look out for? I'm joined now from our Waterford studio by librarian Tracy McEnany. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we used the example of Michelle Obama there. That's one that I listened to and I just thought to myself that maybe I wouldn't have sat down and read that book cover to cover because it's quite a weighty tome. But listening to it was such a pleasure because she narrated it and you felt as though you were inside her head or in a private place with her.
Absolutely. And I know that Sinead O'Connor, she is reading her Rememberings and that is about 7 hours long. I think if they're going to write an autobiography, I actually think they should read it out themselves because it does add something to it. For your show, of course, Claire, I was doing a bit of research last night. I read Matt Haig's book, The Comfort Book. And I read this before, or tried to listen to it before, but I couldn't listen to it because he used to put me to sleep because his book, his sounding, his voice is too comfortable, you know. So I read it, I listened to it again, and it's a lovely book. And he recorded that in his daughter's room during COVID. And it does add to it. And I think autobiographies definitely should be read by the person who writes the book in the first place.
Yeah, it's a really intimate experience, I think, listening to an autobiography read by the author. But let's go back now and talk about some of the advantages, because some people listening to this might never have used an audio book. What are the advantages of listening?
The advantages of listening are, it's just, you can listen to a book anywhere. A lot of people are going to the gym now, they're going for a run and they're listening to audiobooks. At night time, I'm going to talk about now BorrowBox app, which is our free app with Waterford Libraries and libraries.ireland.ie. You can go onto that straight away and download that. There's 33,000 audiobooks available for you straight away. But you can listen to this anywhere. And there's a feature on that app that you can turn off the audiobook 10 or 20 minutes. You can time it to turn off, which means if you're listening to it in bed, it'll just turn off after 10 or 20 minutes. It's also, audiobooks are perfect for slow readers. I'm a very slow reader, but I'm actually running through the books now because of audiobooks. It's a very relaxing. If you're using your computer an awful lot during the day, it's lovely to not have to, you know, use your eyes to read a book. You can actually just listen. And I was talking to Nicola McCarthy Kent. Now she's down, I mean Nicola McCarthy Hanlon, she's in the WWETB, and she says it's great for people who are learning to read, you know, literacy skills. You're listening to the sounds, it increases their vocabulary, and it's just such a lovely, it's a lovely pastime to have. And as you said, we're going back now to the long commutes in the car, and you can listen to an audiobook going from Kildare to Dublin on your journeys into your work.
Yeah, I mean, you do feel that you can multitask when you're, you know, you're not sitting down, taking the time out to read a book, which is lovely and beneficial in its own way. But if you are going for a walk, say, or I don't know, doing a bit of housework or whatever it might be, you can have the book on and the headphones and work away and not hear your children fighting. It's another benefit.
That's it, exactly. And if you suffer from travel sickness, I have the cure now for travel sickness. If you suffer from travel sickness, you can listen to an audiobook on the bus. And, you know, you couldn't read a book. I can't read a book because I suffer from travel sickness. So I couldn't possibly read a book on the bus, but I'd actually listen to a book on the bus. All right.
Some of them, Tracy, can be very daunting because they're very, very long. And, you know, you click into it and you see, my goodness, this thing is 10, 12, 20 hours long, that can be off-putting, can't it?
It can be, but don't worry, because with the BorrowBox app or any app that you subscribe to, right, they're going to have features at the very start of your search bar. They're going to have books that are like 5 hours long, 29 hours long if you want it. But I would start off, if you're new to audiobooks, start off with a book that is about 5 hours long. I just started Strange Flowers by, I can't even think of his name now, to tell you the truth. Strange Flowers by Donal Ryan.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's read, yeah. And that is only 5 hours long. And that's the perfect one to start with, actually.
Does he read that himself?
No, he doesn't. Very few authors read the books themselves. Now, I was talking to Liz Nugent because I was very interested in this. The trend at the moment isn't just to have one narrator. It's to have several narrators. And Liz Nugent she's worked in TV and radio and theatre. So what she does with her books is all her recordings are done in London. So she'll ring up the actors in London and say, are you available? They'll say yes, and they come in and do her books. But not the trouble, the poor old authors don't have a choice about who reads their books.
Okay.
So you could have, let's say, a posh Irish accent being read by an English actor or an American actor. Now, I'm thinking Tom Cruise in Far and Away. So you can imagine it can be quite disastrous.
I know one you're listening to is this next one we're going to hear a clip from. This is one I read over the summer and thoroughly enjoyed. It was my favourite book of the year, Shuggie Bain. Are we the clip of Shuggie Bain?
When he had turned 16, he had promised himself he would go to the hairdressing college that sat south of the River Clyde. He had gathered up all of his inspiration, the sketches he had copied from the Littlewoods catalogue and pages ripped from the Sunday magazines. Then he had gone to Cardonald to see about the evening classes. At the bus stop outside the college, he alighted with half a dozen 18-year-olds. They wore the newest, most fashionable gear and talked with a buzzing confidence that masked their own nerves. Shuggie walked half as fast as they did. He watched them go in the front door, then he recrossed the street to catch the bus going the other way. He started at Kilfeathers the following week.
Shuggie Bain there, a wonderful book, which you listened to, Tracy, did you?
I listened to this book. It was 17 and a half hours long. I want to give a little bit of hope to authors or writers out there. This was actually turned down by 30 plus publishing houses.
It was indeed, yeah.
Yeah, and then it became the winner of the Man Booker Prize in 2020. So there's hope for us all, really. But that was Angus King, and he read that book from start to finish. And there's like Agnes, the mother of Shuggie, Shug himself, the womanizer, cab driver, and then Shuggie, the little Shuggie himself. But he did a really good job of the voices in that book. Whereas, you know, that's why I think the trend, as I said, is that they're going into several narrators now, because it's hard for men to do women's voices and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you touched on that, because one that stands out to me is Ronan Farrow. He narrated his own book, Catch and Kill, about the Me Too movement, where it started, Harvey Weinstein and all of the investigations that Ronan Farrow himself did, bringing that to the conclusion that it arrived at. But he narrates his own book. I don't know if you've listened to this, Tracy, but
I have.
He does all of the voices himself. So he says, I interviewed an Italian model. And then he does an Italian female voice, and it's very disconcerting. We might just take a listen to a clip here.
I stopped by a few times before encountering a middle-aged man I recognized as the husband of the woman who'd allegedly had the affair. He held his hands up as I approached. "She's not gonna talk to you or nobody," he said. He had a straight, uncomplicated inflection and a Latin American accent. He was convinced the rumor was untrue. The Inquirer's transaction had put the family in a difficult situation. "I don't understand what they had to pay this guy for," he said. "I'm the dad." "Got it," I said, and gave him a condoling look. I told him I was making sure they had the chance to respond if they wanted to. I said I understood how awful it could feel to have the press circling your family. He nodded. "I understand. You're Farrell." "Yeah." "Oh, I know." And then he was the one with the pitying look.
Tracy, I see, I did stick with it because the story is so good. It's so entertaining. You can't not listen to it. But you can understand why I felt a little bit worried on occasion when I heard that. It's very odd, isn't it?
When you started playing that clip, I had my head in my hands. It's actually disaster. And this is like, this is Ronan Farrow is Mio Farrow's and Woody Allen's son, right? Now, unless he was been advised by them that this is a good idea, but whoever the advisor was sacked them. Terrible, terrible, terrible. This is a, like, this is a serious piece of journalism. Allegations into sex abuse into Weinstein. He won the, it was the, he was an investigative journalist with the New Yorker Times. They won the Pulitzer Prize for public service because of his writings. And then he does this. Terrible.
Listen, it's a brilliant book and he's a brilliant journalist, but I think I agree with you in part at least. Some text messages. Ah, Bruce Springsteen's biography, Born to Run, is amazing because it's read by Bruce himself. You see, that's the clincher for me. I had all the 20 CDs in the car. I listened to them on long journeys. To hear Bruce tell his story was sensational. I'm a slow reader and the audiobooks are perfect for me. Tracy, I downloaded Elton John's book. And he doesn't read it himself and I just couldn't get into it. I couldn't do it.
Well, I'm going to go back to your listener. He mentioned that he had, you know, this CDs in the car. Well, the library still does CDs because a lot of people who have trouble with their eyesight, they are used to CDs and they come in, they take out the CD box sets and they go home with that. But they also use the borrow box as well. But they just like using the CDs because they're used to it as well, mm-hmm. You know?
Some people might be more comfortable with that. Mags listened to Rememberings by Sinead O'Connor, just like yourself, Tracy. I bought the book. It brought the book to life, her tone of voice, her expressions. I felt like I got to know her a lot better. I read that the old-fashioned way and thoroughly enjoyed it as well, but I can completely understand if you're hearing Sinead's voice, it makes it all the better. There's another one we want to mention. You mentioned Matt Haig earlier, the comfort book. The other one, Midnight Library, the actress Carey Mulligan narrated that. Let's listen to a clip and then we'll have a chat about it, Tracy.
19 years before she decided to die, Nora Seed sat in the warmth of the small library at Hazeldene School in the town of Bedford. She sat at a low table staring at a chessboard. Nora, dear, it's natural to worry about your future, said the librarian, Mrs. Elm, her eyes twinkling. Mrs. Elm made her first move, a knight hopping over the neat row of white pawns. Of course you're going to be worried about the exams, but you could be anything you want to be, Nora. Think of all that possibility. It's exciting. Yes, I suppose it is.
Carey Mulligan, beautiful voice. Lovely voice, Tracy.
This is number 5 on the Bar Box and most popular audiobooks for August. I absolutely love that book and I hope that when they make the film that she's going to be in the film. But what I'd say to people is if you're listening to us today and you do want to listen to these audiobooks, join your local library, libraries.ireland.ie, and start using the Borrow Box app, which is free, 33,000 e-audiobooks. It's just, I absolutely love audiobooks. And I think I couldn't even give you enough love for them because because I'm a slow reader, it really gets me reading the books. And of course, I'm a librarian. I have to read the books. So it's really helped me with my job. And I love to be able to, tell people what to read or encourage them to read. And when people come into us in the library, they are always saying, I love this book. This is what I recommend. And as soon as they give us a recommendation, we put it up at the top of the shelf and tell people, oh, this is recommended. This is a great book. So look, keep recommending books. And
okay, well, look, we're going to leave it there. We're going mm-hmm. to put you have a list of recommendations for us that people might consider if they're
sure
new
do.
To audiobooks. And we put it up on rte.ie/todaycb. Check out the Borrow Box app. Tracy, it's lovely to talk to you and hear again your passion for books. It's such a pleasure. We're going to take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.